Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined once again by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm very good, thank you very much. And how are you?
Well, we've got a sort of a day-by-day, blow-by-blow account of what's going on in Bushranger. What's going on today?
Yeah, and it is blow-by-blow, as you put it, because these porphyries are so different around the world and so complex that I think we owe it to our shareholders to keep them informed. But the news is good. We've had a troubleless weekend in terms of the progress of the hole. We've had a few machine ups, but we sit on 685 now, and we're still going. Now, how far we go, I don't know. I'd like to think, but it's wishful thinking on Colin's part no more, that we repeat the system, you know, the term in reverse, and that we went into the core, now going out the core. So logic says to me that we repeat it and go out. But probably knowing these systems and how complex they are, life might not be that simple.
And in terms
so we await progress today and tomorrow and the day after, hopefully.
But I mean, it sounds like, you know, with this particular expedition or excavation, you've done rather better than maybe was expected. Is that because of your technique, or what is the sort of the secret in this particular instance?
Well, it's not certainly not our technique. It's certainly up to expectation and beyond, as I say in the RNS. And Zach, we're in no man's land, but proven to be very wide, and could get a whole lot wider. Could end tomorrow. So it's certainly not our technique, because we're very much on a learning curve, and there'll be a couple of holes yet to actually define the geometry of this porphyry.
But I mean, in terms of the technology or some other special aspect of what you're doing, is there, you know, in 2021, I mean, clearly it's better to be drilling than it was 30 years ago. I mean, you the technology is better.
Yeah, but most of the drilling on this has been done in the last 10 years. So if you were asking me where we're embarking on, porphyries wouldn't have been popular 30 years ago, because the style of copper mineralization, gold mineralization, you was always looking for 2-3% going underground generally. And you was probably looking for 3-4 grams. Sorry, forget 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of grams if you're going underground of gold, of course. And we live in a new world now. So the porphyries have only come into play over recent years, i.e. massive tonnages of relatively low-grade material. So 30 years ago, people would not be porphyry-prone. This day and age, of course, everybody wants to find a good porphyry. And why do they want to find a good porphyry? It's easy digging, easy processing. And you just essentially need stacks of, you know, you need to be in the 200-300 million tons at least. And you need to be about 0.5% of copper for it to be a goer.
And clearly we've got news today, but what can we expect maybe over the next the next few weeks?
Well, what we expect is that when we have a pretty, what's the word you could call it, brave, when we stepped out with this hole, and lo and behold, it served us well. We need to get the shape, Frank. We need to get the shape. And, you know, we were guessing the geometry when we sighted the second hole. Guessing is probably a bit unfair to the guys, but you know, because we were using all the tools of the trade, 3D modeling, and at the end of the day, but we were stabbing in the dark, and the stab in the dark paid off. I think we'll probably come back with a short hole that we can confirm, and then the idea is to model the geometry, and then again be a little bit more aggressive and step out. I mean, what is the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal is to at least double the tonnage we've got, and hopefully triple the tonnage we've got, whilst maintaining the grade of above 0.5% copper equivalent. That's the target. And of course, this hole is the drill down plunge. That was excellent. We're drilling now across from the strike and into the hanging wall. That will position us. And the two holes will teach us an awful lot. But all back to safety, more modelling, and then we'll embark on an aggressive drilling program. But I think this particular exercise should give us confidence that we're significantly increased the size of the body. But now we need to know its geometry, its shape, and which of the portions of the porphyry lead to higher copper. And of course, we just don't know about gold. We have no clue whatsoever. And the only thing I can say about gold, Zach, is that Carla Bridgeway, Peter Bridgeway, and North Parks, they've all got gold, and the ratio is usually 1:1. I am talking percent to grams. So if we can achieve that sort of result, we're fairly confident on the copper being in the range of those big projects in the area. Is the gold there? We've yet to see it. Of course, that will be found out in the assays.
Okay, on that note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.